This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our teams today warming up for today's big match. Today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their own video arcade game. So, you players are ready? You all set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, great studio audience. Nice to have you at home watching. It's time for Starcade. A couple of teams today, so let's meet them right now. What's your name?
My name's Andy Jacobson. I go to OIS school in Orinda. I live in Orinda Woods. I really enjoy lots of sports. My favorite sports are water skiing and also skiing.
Good. Tell me something about yourself. And who's this next to you?
This is my mom.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Good. Your name, please?
My name is Joanne Jacobson.
And what does Joanne Jacobson do with her life?
Well, I'm a realtor full-time, and I enjoy charades. I enjoy tennis and some bridge.
Oh, good. Well, terrific. And you play arcade games, I presume?
Well.
Does that give you a lot of confidence, Andy, that your mom's saying, well? Well, we'll find out here on the show. Of course, you're going to have to beat this team on my left. And you are?
Lynn Caputi.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I would say tell me what you do for a living, but I'm not sure we have enough time. Tell me what you do for a living.
Well, I'm a nurse, and I'm an insurance salesperson, and I'm a MASH nurse in the Army Reserves.
Boy, that's terrific. That's really something. And this next to you is?
Mike Caputi.
Mike, how about you?
I'm just a regular kind of guy. I go to Mississauga. I go to Mississauga High School. And I'm a sophomore, and I love to play sports.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad to have both teams here. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these teams is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Super Astro Fighter. Okay. Your team, shake hands. Get ready to go over to the podiums now, and we'll play Starcade. And as the teams go over there, we'll talk to Kevin and find out what's in store for us today, Kev.
Jeff, we've assembled a challenging and exciting lineup of games today for the Jacobsons and the Caputis. First, it is Cubert nosing around the old cubes. Next is Cosmic Chasm in the black and blasting. Mazer Blazer, it's the invasion of the space bugs. Moon Patrol, cruising on green cheese. And Angler Dangler, there's something fishy going on here. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, thanks a lot. All right, those are today's five games. All of you had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a grand prize, a valuable prize, is automatically yours. A grand prize, of course, is sitting up there on that podium. Now, we want to let everybody home know what the mystery game is, so Kevin's going to whisper to him right now.
Our mystery game is Angler Dangler.
Okay, now they know. Now, this is the question. Hands on buzzers. First one to buzz in gets to answer correctly, you'll pick our first game. Boy, these questions get tougher all the time. In Dragon's Lair, how many ropes must Dirk swing on Caputis?
Three.
Three is right. The question... That's so fast. Let me say the whole question. In Dragon's Lair, how many ropes must Dirk swing on to get across a fire pit? The choice is three or four, and you got it right away. Boy, you must know your games pretty well there, Mike. Which one are we going to play first?
Mazer Blazer.
Mazer Blazer it is. All right, fine. And Kevin will tell us about Mazer Blazer.
Your enemies are many in Mazer Blazer, and they're all out to get you one way or another. But you have your trusty laser to zap them to prevent them from invading your base located in the center. Protect it with a force field by shooting out the four flashing blocks, and then zap away, clearing the screen of enemies. Get them at the outer limits of the maze for the biggest points. Avoid destroying the walls and get them before they can destroy them for bigger bonus points. Your enemies abound in the cosmic Mazer Blazer.
I'm watching Lynn's face, Kevin, while you're saying that, and she's going, I didn't know all that was going on there in that game. Have you played Mazer Blazer before?
They tell me I have.
Okay, Mike, you picked Mazer Blazer, and you wanted your mom to play it. Why?
I don't know. She's just good at it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if you haven't played it before, I'll give you one little hint. In the bottom of the screen, you'll see a thing that says freeze target. Okay, if the aliens start getting very close to your spaceship, shoot the freeze target. They'll freeze for a second, and you can wipe out the ones that are close to the spaceship, okay?
Great.
You're giving me the same look you gave Kevin. Okay, turn around. You'll have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. They got into your spaceship. All right, now you want to shoot those aliens.
So keep going. You got blown up. Now keep going. Now shoot the guys that are coming.
Here we go, 30 seconds.
Shoot them up there. Shoot them up. Yeah. Shoot these guys. It's hard. Come on, shoot them, Lynn, please.
Oh, they got you again, Lynn.
Shoot them. I'm trying. Come on. Keep shooting, man.
I'm shooting.
Keep shooting. Right now. Shoot that freeze target. Shoot that. Yeah, keep going. Shoot them all.
Turn around, Lynn. Actually, the object of the game was not to avoid all of those targets, but you got 900. A valiant try. Mike, take your mom back. And we're going to have Andy and Joanne come on down. Come on, Andrew and Joanne. Now, who's going to play this game? Your mom is. All right, let your mom stand where you are, Andrew, and you come over here because you're going to want to cheer her on. Now, have you played this game? I know we've all played it before this, but are you an expert at it?
I hope so.
You hope so. Well, I'm sure that Andrew does too. Turn around there, take a look inside, and get ready to start when I say go. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, they got you. Oh, they got you again.
Come on. Are you done? No, come on. Come on, do it. Keep on doing it.
Okay.
Go.
Died, but you only had a few seconds left. That's it for you, Joanne. But you got 2,600. That isn't bad. Nice coaching there, Andrew. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments, and we'll find out who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira, featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Super Astro Fighter, a battle with alien forces in deep space, Super Astro Fighter, furnished by Data East. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Andrew and Mike are saying, well, we got our moms out of the way. Now we can play this thing. All right, let's check the score, see where we are after the first game. Jacobson, you have 2,600 points.
Yeah.
And the Caputis have 900 points. Right. Jacobson is well in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round. The total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name, the game, board. If you're ready, I have another question. Hands on buzzers, and here we go. The major foe in Donkey Kong 3 is A, Donkey Kong, B, Donkey Kong Jr. Okay, Mike.
Donkey Kong Jr.?
No, sorry, it's Donkey Kong, and that means that Andrew and Joanne get a chance to pick the first game or the next game. What do you want to play?
I'll play Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol. Okay, Moon Patrol it is, and our own resident Mooney will tell us about that. Kev?
Well, I'll crawl out of my crater here and tell you that your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over the craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs. Also by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals set for you in better than average time. Time now for your drive on the moon.
Okay, Moon Patrol it is. Andrew, you picked it. Any particular reason?
I think I'm pretty good at it.
Okay, it's an interesting game. The only thing I can tell you about Moon Patrol is not much to say about it, but if it looks like you're in trouble, you can slow down that car and probably won't get hit. Any last words for your son?
Go, baby, go.
Okay, baby, you have 50 seconds for Moon Patrol. And you need some points. Get oh, no, you don't. You guys are ahead. I forgot. Get ready. Yeah. Get ready. Get set. Play. Good shot. 30 seconds. Okay, there it is. 1,900 points. Andrew, nicely played. You can shake his hand, too. Okay, you guys head on back. And here come Lynn and Mike. Now, the interesting thing is that he picked Moon Patrol. They're ahead of you by some points, and it's a low-scoring game, so it was good strategy. But what I happen to know, because I see all the applications that come into Starcade, is that, Mike, Moon Patrol happens to be a favorite of yours, right?
Yeah.
What's your high score in Moon Patrol? You remember?
Oh, around 100,000.
Wow. So we will see if you can catch up. Lynn, you want to cheer him on?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. You have 50 seconds, just like they did. Get ready. Get set. Play. Mike, congratulations. Nice play. You and Lynn go on back. We're going to add up all the scores now. You beat the Jacobinsons at Moon Patrol. Whether that's enough, I don't know. Both teams had a chance to play Mazer Blazer and Moon Patrol. One team now going to play for some very special prizes, so we total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the Name the Game board. The Jacobsons have 4,500. The Caputis have 3,300. Jacobsons, come on over. You got it by about 1,000 points here. Now, behind you, we're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a great prize for you. Now, who wants to start? You have to go in one after the other.
I'll start.
Andrew will start. Joanne will be on the second screen. You'll be the third screen. You'll be the last screen, okay? All right, turn around and get ready. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Pro Bowling or Mr. F. Lee?
Pro Bowling.
Pro Bowling is right. That was a toughie one. Number two, is it Cosmos or Galaga?
Galaga.
Galaga is right. Good for you. Number three, Pengo or Puyan?
Pengo.
Pengo is right. And finally, is that Scramble or Cobra?
Scramble.
Scramble is right. Good for you guys. You got all four. Joanne, you know your game
pretty
well.
I'm a great guesser.
Kevin, tell them what they've won.
Joanne and Andy Cannell, battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair.
The Bionic Chair. When you come back from making those heavy real estate deals, you can relax. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll play another round of Starcade. We'll see who might take home their own video arcade game. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Starcade. Well, we got a close match, about 1,000 points separating the two of you. Jacobson's in the lead. This is round two. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win Super Astro Fighter. So if you're ready, we have your last question. Important to you, Caputis, to get in because you're going to want to pick a high-scoring game if you can. What color are the rock birds on Arabian? A, purple, B, blue. Jacobson's.
Blue.
Blue is right. All right, Andrew. Now, let's watch Andrew's strategy. Andrew, what game are we going to play?
Angler Dangler.
That's a mystery game, as a matter of fact. And that means, Andrew, you and Joanne get a special prize. Kevin, what is it?
It's pack time for the Jacobsons. You've won a Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxson.
Okay, Angler Dangler is the game, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
You're going fishing in Angler Dangler, and you can make the biggest catch by positioning yourself to throw your hook to the best spots, then reeling in your catch past hazardous rocks and snags. This is a wet one, but if you hook some big ones, give them to Jeff to clean, and we could have a great meal after the show. It's Angler Dangler.
Sorry, I just don't have the guts for it. Okay, Angler Dangler, which one of you is a fisherman?
I'm going to.
You're going to be the fisherman. Let me give you a little, couple of hints about Angler Dangler, and you might want to listen too, Caputis. In the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see two squares, okay, and a little thing going up and down like that. When it gets next to the square, that's when you cast, because that's where the big fish are. And if I were playing it, I'd go for the closest square because we only have a certain amount of time and it doesn't take as long as to reel in. On the right-hand side of the screen, there's a gauge. When it turns red, that means you got too much tension on the line. You may lose the fish, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck to you. 40 seconds to play Angler Dangler. Get ready, get set, play. There it is. Got a small one. 30 seconds. Got him. Oh, got a big one. Lost him. Too bad. Ten seconds. That does it. There's the buzzer. 200. Not too good. A little tough. You may be in trouble. We'll find out in a minute. It's all over, Joanne. Joanne, it's all over. We're going to send you back. Here come the Caputis. You're a little over 1,000 points behind. You're going to be the fisherman? All right. They got 200 points. It's possible to get 1,000 points or more in this game in 30 seconds, so we'll wish you good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go. You have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set, play. Oh, that's bad. Oh, you want that yellow one if you can get him. 20 seconds. Might be a good cast. You got him. Can you bring him in? 10 seconds. 800 points. Head on back, Mike and Lynn. I don't think that's enough to do it. We're going to add up all the scores now, and we'll find out who's going to have a shot at the grand prize, their own video arcade game. So we shall find out. The total score for the Jacobsons is 4,700. And the Caputis, 4,100. 600 points did it. Boy, oh boy. Mike, that was good fishing. You had had one of the big ones, but it didn't give you quite enough points. Too bad about that, but nice to meet you guys,
Thank
Lynn
you.
And Mike. And guess what? Even though you're losers here in Starcade, we have a prize for you.
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
And Joanne and Andrew, you guys are the big winners of the day, and the big winners get something special. Kevin?
It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Oh, you are gonna love that robot. I'm telling you, you're really gonna love it. It even needs you back to your house.
Oh, I hope so.
We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, the Jacobsons are gonna have a chance at their own video arcade game. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Jacobsons, now comes the big challenge, a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One is Cosmic Chasm, the other one is Qbert. And during the commercial, we informed you that if you pick Cosmic Chasm, you'd have to score at least 7,431 points. If you pick Qbert, you'd have to score at least 2,168 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you reached your decision. What did you decide on?
Cosmic Chasm.
Cosmic Chasm. Okay, that's the game. And while Kevin tells us about the Cosmic Chasm, we'll get over and get ready to play the game.
Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm space station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force we cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels and the chasm of the station. Our mission, to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we too are destroyed. Wish us well in the Cosmic Chasm.
Okay, Andrew, that's 7,431 points in 30 seconds. Not easy, not impossible, but not easy. Let me see your hands. Get them all loosened up there. Ready to go? You all set?
Yeah.
Okay, we wish you good luck, and your mom will cheer you on. Get ready, get set, go. Looking for 7,431. 20 seconds. Seconds, go.
Oh, no. Oh, oh, no.
But no cigar this time, Andrew. But you got some nice prizes here on the show. You're a good player, as you've proven by your play here today on Starcade. You had a good time, too?
Oh, it was terrific.
Good. This is Jeff Edwards. Hope to see you on the next Starcade. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.